Welcome back to Winning the Game. Wilhelm Haast here with
Fiona Jacob. Great to be back.
Great to be back. We're in a series of episodes on the topic from burnout to boardroom. Not boredom. Boardroom. Executive level leadership, you could call it. There's a four-step journey human beings make from a place where they have a loss of power. We call it the burnout situation. To a breakthrough where they experience that the quality of life has shifted in a sustainable way. Two, showing up differently in life, leading yourself and other people clearly different from a place of certainty, clarity, and playing games that are bigger normally than you used to do. And then you have the executive level of that expression, which is facilitating impact on a bigger scale. So that's the long journey. And in these episodes, we speak about the first part from burnout to breakthrough.
Yes.
Today, we're going to focus on the breakthrough experience. We have six very distinct results our participants report all the time that they get from a 3 month training with us. So we're going to clarify and contrast the before and after experience of any breakthrough, you could say, in the domain we teach. There are similar results. Burnout, quick recap from past episode. When we use the word burnout, it's a strong word, but what does it mean?
Well, it means the physical, emotional, and financial cost of stress and overwhelm in a job or in life, really, because a lot of times it can be about a job, but sometimes it's the whole of life where you've got young kids and maybe a sick parents and a busy job. So it's really a loss of capacity that people experience. But it has emotional, physical, and your body costs, as well as financial costs for yourself, the organization, and you could say the wider society, like healthcare and so forth.
Sure, and I forgot actually, but you did a whole master's, what do you call it, dissertation or thesis on this topic of burnout, right?
Yes.
So the emotional costs of slipping into burnout, if you make this briefly today, what's the most common? You said loss of empathy is one.
Yeah, so for most people, when we're caught up in the stress overwhelm cycle, we're just running at a pace, moving faster and faster and faster and faster. There's no time for clarity. There's no time for creativity. There's no time for empathy. There's no time for compassion. There's no time really for insight, to relax, to be able to take a breath, to take a... It feels for some people like they say they're underwater, that they can't even breathe. And it's almost like somebody has their foot on your head. Yeah. Just like you can't get up either. So people are suffocating in a physical sense, but almost like an emotional sense. Something that they can't feel they get out of, and they feel that there's no path or door or way out. And for most people, it's a loss of compassion for themselves and even the people around them. So relationships are really difficult with their family, with their teammates, with their partners. So it's just like you're snappy, it's like everything just is in the too hard basket.
Yeah.
So burnout has huge costs.
And empathy for oneself goes missing too, right? I asked to call a client said the other week that I raise my voice. It's the only way I can get my two teenage daughters to listen to me. And he said, I kind of hate myself that I behaved in such a way that's now the only solution for me to raise my voice. And then they listen, but that's not a good parenthood. I've ended up in this place because he hadn't had the space. Yeah. Like you said, he was pushing. And then you get this disconnect from yourself and with the people that are closest to you, right?
Absolutely.
So you said emotional, you said physical. Of course, our body takes a toll, right?
Absolutely. I mean, for some people, it's an actual physical crash where their adrenal glands don't work anymore. Yeah. And it's just like, okay. And that's why some people have to take 3 or 6 months off, because their bodies are just not able to cope. But there's also the financial cost, and this is a really interesting figure when I started to look at it, because the impact is, if we're experiencing stress and overwhelm and leading to burnout, well, we're not going to get promoted, technically, most of the time, because we're not producing the work or the quality of work that we've done before. But there is a cost also to society as in healthcare, and there's a cost to the employer, because if you're not producing or completing the project or whatever, then they're also losing money. So I think the cost that's been quoted is anywhere between 60,000 and 110,000 euros per year for a person who is living with burnout.
That makes sense. Yeah, bigger cost. So there is this wake up to be had, we said in the past episode, that, wow, I don't want this. And yes, there is a way out of it, a ways out. And I could experience life differently and produce. That word means every area in life, not only at work, right? But I could be an expressed human being and fulfill more of what I truly want in life than I currently do. Fast forward 3-4 months. We see this transformation again and again and again and again with people. And the coming episodes will give examples of the path. How do you move from burnout to this breakthrough? And there are 6 results that people report time and time again from our style of teaching and training. And one of them surprised me when I heard them first, but it doesn't surprise me anymore. So people say, I feel more in control now. So when you had a breakthrough and you understand what's the actual root cause of the burnout experience and how to relate to it differently, you feel more in control. And you know how to operate in life with less things in your head and less things on your mind. So your mind is a terrible place to store things for reminders. It doesn't work well. The mind is great for having ideas and repeating conversations you don't want to have at the wrong times, like after midnight. But there are better ways to create control of the key events in life. So people say, I have more control. People say, I'm less stressed. Of course. But how come people are less stressed? Because they often don't change much in terms of their job or the circumstance. So would you point, like hint, what's the key?
Well, there are 2 key areas to look at here. And one is, a lot of people that we meet do not understand how their experience gets created. So one of the biggest insights any human being can have is, what is it that creates our experience? And when we understand that, no more than when we understand lots of things like mathematics or physics, once we understand how something works, then we can align ourselves with how it works rather than how it doesn't work. And the second part of that is, we're born with a beautiful factory default. Let's call them gifts, let's call them intelligences. I don't know what would the right word be for this group, but it's gifts that we are born with, that when we're lost in stressful thinking, overwhelmed thinking, we miss these beautiful gifts of clarity and peace of mind and stillness and calm and creativity that allow us to navigate life with a lot more ease and grace. We are a lot wiser. We have a lot more insight. And it's part of our transformative presence, and compassion also lives here. So it's reintroducing the person back to who they are at core and how they can access these gifts.
Cool. So it's all built into the system already.
All built in. Factory default setting.
Yes. Oh, I want to start speaking about that, but it's coming episodes. Okay, so I feel more in control. I feel less stressed. People say I get my work done mostly within my actual work hours. So this expansion of overtime and working on weekends, evenings, whatever, I don't do that much anymore. On location, people say it could happen, but then I'm fine with it because it's not my life anymore. So
I love that, because that then becomes a choice.
Yeah.
Or it might be, and for us sometimes we have maybe a project deadline or there's something coming up, we happily will work.
Exactly.
But it becomes a choice, not a requirement.
Cool. And the 4th one, people say, I'm happier with myself. And that's the one that surprised me in the beginning when we asked for feedback all the time. And it came back again and again and again. I feel happier with myself. Because that's not something we teach. We don't tell people you should be happier with yourself. It's natural outcome of being more in control, less stressed, and working when you want. Of course, human beings have an innate capacity to be happy. Like, we have many such innate capacity, clarity, calmness, creativity, love, happiness. Of course, you tap into being more happy with yourself. Then the fifth one is a deeper sense of trust. Like people have an expanded sense of trust, and that goes on many levels. One is they start to trust in themselves more. Two, they start to trust that solutions are possible or change is possible. They trust their capacity to get the job done. They start to trust many things in life more.
Yeah, I love this bit. This was fabulous because it actually came out very clearly in the last graduation that we had from our program. And there were two key people in there. One of them said, I learned to trust myself. And there were some very key decisions she was making about her life.
All right.
And she was so, I can't even say the word was thrilled. It was just like in her whole being, the fact that she could trust that she knew what was right for her. And she could make those decisions and just, and be great with it,
yes.
Be really great with it.
Despite many other people around her having lots of opinions about the choices, she was okay with that, but trusting herself to the core.
Fabulous.
And the last, and they're not in order, it just happens to be the last when we speak here, is this connection to something deeper within. People have different words for that. You'd be good at sharing. What are they pointing to? Like they feel connected to something within.
Yeah. So this is what we were speaking a little bit about earlier, that we're calling it the factory default is what we come to life with, but it's actually to our aliveness, to our pure energy, to the flow of life and the flow of inspiration and momentum that we have when we're coming and living from this space more and more. So there's a deep resonance as a human being that when we're living life from this space and not from our overthinking mind, that we just navigate life with so much more ease.
Yeah.
So much more clarity, so much more peace, so much more creativity. And it's easier, it's graceful. It's fun. It's lighthearted. It's kind of like, oh, we can do this too. It's like, yeah, you can. Even in the midst of crazy circumstances.
Yes.
It's possible.
When I want people to put into words some direction, sometimes I say, what do you actually want? And that works for me, but it's a little bit kind of mental figuring out what I want, what I want, and what I want. You have this other expression which point to this deeper place in ourselves. You say something like, what's your heart's desire?
Yeah, it's what wants to live you.
Yes, it's what do you want in your heart and soul? There's so many words for this deeper dimension. It's actually the domain of being, we call it in our programs. Like people get connected to what's true. Whatever words they want to use, however that plays out in their life, but they get connected to truth for them on a deep, heartfelt level. So that's the breakthrough. More in control, less stress, getting the job done within the work hours, being happy and with oneself, feeling more trust and being connected to your heart and soul.
That's pretty cool for a 12-week program, I think.
Yes, but this has taken... Oh my God, how many mistakes and stuff I messed up through the years to arrive at a method that I actually trust really, really well. A couple of people today join in, and I know if they just stay with the inquiries we have and they look in the direction we request them to look and they do some simple, practical things, step by step by step, insights will come. This is no different than building your body with more muscles and less fat or becoming more fit in the yoga studio or something. There are certain things, if you do them, you get the result. And it's, I lost count, 25,000 individuals plus. We have 40 years plus of shared coaching experience, right? There is a science to this, an art also, and there is a lot of experimentation and fun along the way. But it is possible to move out of the experience of stress and overwhelm and burnout and arrive at a breakthrough with what we've shared here of being connected to yourself and having a sense of control and freedom and if stress occurs, it's not a problem because you know how that experience shows up and you know how it disappears, and then you're back at home again and you move on.
I do want to say one thing, though.
Yes, last thing.
Which we said six beautiful things that people get out of this. People get lots of other stuff as well.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
It's like, oh, I find out that I sleep better, I eat better, I'm taking better care of my body. So it's there's a lot
connected
of other
to
stuff.
The kids and
absolutely.
All that
connected
stuff, yes.
To the partner and kids and to team members and so forth. So it's we're just collecting the top six so that we can talk about them. But there are other impacts in your life, in your whole life, which we love to see.
Yes. If you listen to this and you're in a program with us, like your Path to Power or some other program, you recognize what we speak about because you've had training with us, right? A good way to look at it could be, where in my life is my next evolution? Where in my life, or where is this area of my life waiting for me to step in and expand my experience of what we talked about today? Because life, it's not one-dimensional, it's at least four-dimensional. We have many different areas in life, and if you've been in training with us a bit so far, I invite you to look at, well, what's my next area of expansion? Is it work? Is it family? Is it physical health? Is it this sense of more clearly understanding your purpose or your sole purpose in life? Or are there some areas of your work where you're really successful, but you have these one or two areas where you get stuck time and time again? Well, maybe it's time to take them on, take on a new breakthrough and step into a next level of leadership, because it is possible there too. In the next couple of episodes, we'll talk about examples of the path. What is it we're doing then? And what could you do to start to move from burnout to breakthrough, or from breakthrough to an expanded leadership in your life?
And what we want to do is we want to make it distinct from other time management programs. This is a program where you go deep and wide. You reconnect to yourself and you get to have some really key insights that are going to shift your life for the good forever.
Clear. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode.